මහත් සේවාන් ධර්මාහු විමුක්තේ සමත් ධාරණ ජෝසිතාං සම්විසංගම් මහාන්තස්සේ සමචිත්‍යා ප්‍රශාන්තා විමන්නව ශ්‍රුහිදා සාධවසි. Last night we had discussion on the first verse, fifth chapter, fifth canto Srimad Bhagavatam, that this human life is meant for tapasya. Tapo dibbam putra kajina suddhita satya. We have to purify our existence. This is the mission of human life. At the present moment, we are transmigrating from one body to another, and there are 8,400,000 species of life. We are going through according to karma. Karmana daivanetrena jantar deha upapatti. How we develop a certain type of body, that is stated, everything is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, by our karma. I have explained last night, it is just like infection. We are associating with different types of the modes of material nature. Generally, there are three types of material nature, three qualities, satagun, rajagun, tamo. Now, you multiply these three by three, it becomes nine. And again, you multiply 9 by 9, it becomes 81. It is mixture. Here, these gunas, the qualities, are not pure. They are mixture, just like color mixing. Originally, there are three colors, red, yellow, and blue. And you mix it. Those who are color experts, they can display many thousands of colors. So similarly, in the nature's way, there are different colors or different gunas, and every one of us, we have got a particular type of guna with different desires, different plans, different so many things. Now, in the human form of life, you have got the chance to distinguish yourself or separate yourself from this colorful different species of life. That is the main duty of human form of life. Labdha sudullabham idam bahusambhavanti. You do not know, we have forgotten that how many species of flies we have come through, transmigrating from one after another. Therefore, this human form of life is called labhya sudullabham idam bahusambhavanti. After many, many births, we should not misuse it. Very responsible life. If you are misled, that is a dangerous civilization that is going on. Dehātma buddhi, as our teachers, Mr. Naidu said, the deha means sari, mind, and then spirit. Yes. In the Bhagavad Gita it is explained, Indriyani para rahu, Indriyama para mana, manasastu paro buddhi, buddhesya para sa. First of all, we are interested in these senses. This body means the senses, different types of senses. Sense objects, the mind, there are 24 elements analyzed by the Sankhya philosophy. So, when we think of our body, means we are interested in sense categories. Then, a little forward, we are interested in the mind. First of all, body, this gross body made of fire, earth, air, fire, water, and ether. Then we become interested with the mental speculation, psychology, thinking, feeling, willing. Indriyani para rahu, indriyabha para mana. Mind, the mental speculators, the jnani, they are better than the kurmis. Kurmis means who are simply entrapped with the sensual categories. Yes. So, jnani, kurmi, jnani, and yogi. And then, when one is interested in the spirit soul and his soul's activities, then he is bhakta. That is actually the basic principle of activity is the soul. As soon as the soul is gone, there is no more activity, either mental activity or bodily activity. So, if we want actually progress of life, then we must realize our constitutional position as the spirit soul, not as the mind, not as the body. Therefore, Shastra says, Jashyapa buddhi kunape siddhātuke sadhik kalatrādīsu bhoma yujyadhi jatīrtha buddhi salile nakarhite janesu abhityesu saiva gokha. Gokha. Go means cow and kharo means ass. If one is under the bodily concept of life, ātma-buddhi, dasma ātma-buddhi, kunape tridhātu. This body is made of tridhātu, kapha, pitta, vāyu. If we take this body, this bag, made of bones and flesh and blood and urine and stool and so many other things, muscles, kunape tridhātu, this is a material bag. And if one takes this bag as he himself, then according to that conception of life, dasyātu buddhi kunape tridhātuke sadhi kalatrādīsu. Kalatra means wife, and through wife there are children, society, friendship and love and so many things. Sadhi, that is our own thing, the sattva buddhi. The nationalism is also like that. Sadhi kalatradisu bhoma idyadhi, and the land of birth as worshipable. Bhoma idyadhi. This bhoma idyadhi is nationalism. Of course, there is no such thing in the Vedic literature as nationalism. This is modern product. But this word is there, bhoma ijadhi, the land of birth. That is also explained in some other Vedic literature. Janani janma bhumishta sargadati gariyasi. People like it. But this is all are on the bodily concept of life. So one has to go above. इंद्रियाणि परारहम इंद्रियम लॉर्ड कृष्ण सेज इन द भगवद गीता इंद्रिय परमन मनसस्तु परो बुद्धि दैट इज इंटेलिजेंस रिक्वायर्ड. जस्ट लाइक सनातन गोस्वामी वन ऑफ द चीफ डिसाइपल ऑफ लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु यू आर द चीफ मिनिस्टर in the government of Nawab Hussain Shah. And he was born in a very high-class Brahmin family, Saraswat family, and he was very learned scholar in Sanskrit and Urdu and Arabic, very learned scholar. So when he submitted himself after resigning his post as minister, submitted to Lord Chaitanya, he put this question that Gramma Babahare Kahaya Pandit Satya Kari Mani. A Brahmin is still in our India, a Brahmin is addressed as Pandit. Brahmana means Pandit. Brahmana Pandit, Brahmana Vaishnava. That is, learned scholar. So, in the society, he was addressed as Panditji. So he protested against. He said to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gramma Vyavahare, in ordinary behavior, they call me Pandit. Kahaya Pandit, Satya Kari Mani. And I am such a fool that I accept myself also as a Pandit. It is his humbleness. He was Pandit, certainly. But he says, why I am not Pandit? Because apanar hitait kichu nahi jani. I am such a learned scholar that I do not know what is actually good for me. This is my jani. And I have become a leader. I do not know what is the aim of my life, what is my identification. People address me as Pandit and I take it. It's bad. But actually I am not a Pandit. I do not know what I am. I am thinking I am this body. I am thinking I am this mind. So that is our position. Deshnātu buddhi kunapi tidhātu ki sadhik kalatra visubhoma ujjabhi jatitha buddhi salile natarhichi janesu avidyesu saiva gopa. We should know what I am. That is Vedanta Sutra. Athāta Brahma Jigyāsa. This is human life. Jīvasya Tattva Jigyāsa. The Dharmātha Kām Moksha. The Bhāgavata has rejected. Dharma Projita Kaitava Atra. Atra. Dharmādi Kāma Moksha. Projita, pratishta rupena, pujita, shona. Sila, Sidarshani, the most authorized commentator of Srimad Bhagavatam, he said, atra mokhobancha api nirattam. Dharma projita kaitava atra. That is also kaitava. Kaitava means it. Above that, above moksha, that is spiritual platform. That is to be understood. Brahma bhuta prasannātmā na sochati na kāng samas sarveshu bhūteshu mad bhakti dhavati parā. After realizing Brahma identification, aham brahmāsmi, that is called Brahma-bhūta. And the symptom of that Brahma-bhūta state is na-sochati, na-kāṅkati. There is no more lamentation. So long we are in the bodily platform, there are two things prominent. Lamentation and aspiration, hankering. Two things. We hanker after things which we do not possess, and what we possess, if we lose, then we cry. This is our position. So, if actually Brahma realized, then he has no more hankering or lamentation. Na sutati na paham. Then, samasarvishbhuteshu, then from that platform, you can think of equality. Not on the material platform, it is not possible. So long we are in this material platform, bodily concept of life, then there will be distinction, I'm Indian, you are American, you are Englishman, you are this, that, so many things, so many designations. Therefore, if you want to rise up to the platform of spiritual realization, then the formula is sarvapadhi vinim muktam. Sarvapadhi vinim muktam tatparatina nirmalam. That is the beginning. That means beginning is the Brahma-bhuta platform. Brahma-bhuta, same thing. It is Narada Pancharatra, sarvapadhi vinim muktam. And Brahma-bhuta prasanna Bhagavad Gita, the same thing. Wherever you find the Vedic literature, the same thing. Therefore it is authority. There is no contradiction. In the material platform, you write one book, I write one book, then I disagree with you and you disagree with me. That is material platform. But in the spiritual platform, there is self-realized platform. There is no mistake. There is no illusion. There is no imperfect senses. And there is no cheating. That is spiritual platform. So, the Bhagavad Gita says, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma na Suchati na Tantati. The same thing is confirmed in the Narada Pancharatra. Sarvapadhi-vinimuktam tatparatena nirmalam. Rishikena Rishikesa sevanam bhakti-richa. This platform we have to talk, spiritual platform, wherein Rishikena, Rishik means these senses. The material senses and the spiritual senses. What is the spiritual senses? Spiritual sense is not senselessness. No, purified senses. In the impurified senses, I'm thinking this body is Indian, therefore I'm meant for serving India. This body is American, therefore I'm meant for giving service to America. This is upadhi. But the spiritual sense means the sarvapadhi meaning. I'm no more Indian, no more American, no more Brahmin, no more Sudra. Then, what I am? As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, and Krishna also said, sarvadham, sarvadharma anpalitajya mamita. That is spiritual platform. That I am no more belonging to this dharma or that dharma. I am simply surrendered soul to Krishna. This is sarvapadhi being. If one can come to this platform of spiritual understanding, that I am spirit soul, aham brahmasmi, I am part and parcel of God. Mamaiva amsa jiva bhuta. Krishna says, all these living entities, they are my part and parcel. Manasthasthani indriyani prakitisthani karasati. He is struggling for existence, being enwrapped by the mind and the body. This is the position. So, our Krishna consciousness movement is educating people that you are not this body, not this mind, not this intelligence, but above this. You are spirit soul. So Krishna confirms that mama yamsa. So if Krishna is spirit, supreme spirit, then you are also supreme spirit. But the only difference is that he is the supreme, we are. subordinate. Nitya nityanam chetana chetananam eka jubahunam vidhadati. This is Vedic injunction. He is also living entity. We are also living entity. But he is supreme and we are subordinate. That is the difference. Eka jubahunam vidhadati kama. This is opposition. This is self-realization. When you understand this, that Krishna, as the Supreme Lord, or God, whatever you say, He is the whole spirit soul, and we are fragmental portion of that spirit soul, and He is the maintainer, we are maintained. He is the predominator, we are predominated. So, this is first realization. Brahma, this is called Brahma Bhuta. And if you make more advance in Brahma Bhuta state, then maybe after many births you can understand what is Krishna. That is it. Bahunam Janmanam Ante. Is Krishna says in the Bhagavad. Bahunam Janmanam Ante Jnanaman Mana Prapadak. When one is perfectly Jnanavan, wise, then his business is Vasudeva Sarvamiti Sa Mahatma Sudurla. Then he can understand that Vasudeva, the son of Vasudeva, Krishna, is everything. That realization requires, that is the perfection of Krishna consciousness. So, this movement is very scientific, authorized, Vedic, and people are accepting them. Therefore, I repeatedly request our Indian brothers, don't neglect. Take this movement very seriously. That is the only business of human life. Jivasya tattva jijnasa. That is, vadanti tattva vidhasatyam. Jajjnanam advayam, brahmeti paramatmeti, bhagavan, tattva jijnasa. That is the main business. Now, what is that tattva? That is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhaganti tattva vidasattam. Those who are aware of the tattva, they say that tattva means the supreme absolute truth. Vadanti tattva vidas tattam jad jnanam adva. Jnanam, that knowledge, is adva. Adva means without any duality. But they are expressed in three different ways. Brahma, Paramatma and Bhava. Brahmeti, Paramatma. According to the stage of understanding. Those who are in the lower stage, we cannot say lower stage, in the beginning stage. That is Brahma realization. And one who has made further progress, that is Paramatma realization. And one who has made further progress, that is Bhagavan. This is the part. So, if you realize Bhagavan, then Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samatma Sudha. Then you will understand the Vasudeva, Bhagavan, he is Paramatma, he is also Brahma. Rather, he is Parabrahma. That is confirmed by Arjuna after understanding Bhagavad Gita. Param Brahma Param Dhamma. Pavittam Paramam Bhava. Parabrahma. Brahma realization, Paramatma realization, and above Brahma and Paramatma, there is Parabrahma, that is Krishna. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. So, who can understand? If one understands this, that Krishna is Parabrahma, Vasudeva Sarvamiti, he is also Paramatma, he is also impersonal Brahma. Sa Mahatma Sudurlav. He becomes the great Mahatma. Sa Mahatma Sudurlav. Mahatmana samankrata daivi pratipima asu. That Mahatma is under the control of daivi pratipima, spiritual energy. He is no more under the material energy. As soon as he understands Krishna, Vasudeva Sarvamiti, he is no more under material energy. Daivi jesa gunamai mama maya durutte. Māme vaja prapadvante, māya mehāna padvante. Really, why? So, this human form of life is very valuable. Especially those who are born in India. It is automatically Krishna consciousness. Unfortunately, we are killing that consciousness. This is our advancement. So our only request is that don't kill yourself. Don't commit suicide. Take this Krishna consciousness. It is explained very nicely in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna is explaining himself. Why should you not understand Krishna? Why you are spoiling our life? Of course, Bhagavad Gita is a very popular book. Practically everyone reads, but unfortunately most of them do not take Bhagavad Gita as it is. That is it. If you take Bhagavad Gita as it is, you become self-realized, liberated soul. But the misfortune is that we become more than Krishna and we want to comment Bhagavad Gita in our own way, that is our misfortune. That is our misfortune. So don't be misfortunate. Be misfortunate. Everything is there. Try to understand Bhagavad Gita. And here in the fifth chapter, fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the same thing is recommended by the subject to his sons. The first paragraph we have discussed last night, the second paragraph, the subject says, Mahasivang Dharam Ahud Vimukti. If you want to be liberated from this entanglement of bodily concept of life and mental concept of life, and become more and more entangled in the process of transmigration of the soul from one body to another. That is entangled. And to come out of this entanglement is called mukti. That is mukti. No more material body. No more material mind. Everything is spiritual. That is called mukti. So, this of the recommends that if you want mukti, if you want to come out of the entanglement of bodily concept of life and mental concept of life, then mahasiva, associate with Mahatma. Mahat. Mahat means who are not crippled, who are broad-minded. Mahasiva, you have to study. And one Vaishnava, Acharya, he says, Charya Vaishnava Seva Nishtar Peche Keva. If you do not agree to serve Maha, that is the Vedic index. Tadvijnana Khansa Guru Meva Adhijachet. Tatmat Gurum Pravadvita Jigyasu Sreya Uttamam. This is the answer. The Mahasev. The same thing. Mahaseva Dharam. Dharam means the way. The gate. The gateway. Mahaseva Dharam Ahud Vimukti. If you want to be free from this entanglement, it is very great shakti. Repetition of birth and death, bhutta bhutta praliyat. One should understand this implication. how we are implicated. We are thinking, now I'm very happy. No. Next moment, you can become a low-graded body. Because karmana, if we are acting in a different way, the nature's way is to give karanam guna sangasta sadasat janmajyonisu. Guna sangasta, as we are associating, infecting the different types of material modes of nature, the body is ready immediately. Everything is explained. Jangjangabhāpi smarana bhāvaṁ tadattam tripaleva. At the time of death, everything will be, the atmosphere after death. So, sadātad bhāva bhāvita. If you have acted like devas or bhaktas, then tattā devaṁ punarjanva naiti māme. You can immediately transcribe to the spiritual world. Go to Krishna. Go to Vaikuntha. Janti Devo. Janti Deva. Janti Deva Bhutana Deva. If you are thinking of some demigods whom you are worshipping, you can go there. Bhuteja Janti Bhutani. Pitrin Janti Pitriva. Madhyajanavi Janti Ma. If you think of Krishna, then you go immediately. Yadgatyana nivartanti tadhama paramam. Everything is there. So why should we waste our time? Why should we entangle in this bodily concept of life and become subjected to the transmigration of the soul from one body to another? We should be disgusted. This reputation of birth and death. Janma mitya jarabhyadi dukkha dosanu darshan. One should be intelligent enough to understand why I should be subjected to birth and death. Nobody wants to die. Nobody wants the threefold miserable condition of this material life. But it is forced upon us and we are thinking independence. That is foolishness. We are not independent. Prakite kiramanani, gunai karmani sadhana. As you are associating with the different modes of material nature, the prakriti, material nature, by pulling your ears, come on, take this body. No, I don't want, no. That is not your discussion. Now I am infected, you must take this body. This risk is there. Just to forget ourselves. We sometimes say, no, there is no life after death. Why there is no life after death? When you are a child, the child became a boy, the boy became a young man, the young man became an old man, and what is the old man? He must have a body, next body. That is not simply mental speculation. This is confirmed by the most exalted authority by Krishna. Tatha dehantara prati. Dehinasmin yatha dehi kaumana juvana jara. Tatha dehantara prati. As you have changed your body in so many ways, from babyhood to childhood, childhood to boyhood, boyhood to youthhood, youthhood. Similarly, dehantara prati. Now Krishna does not say what kind of body you are going to get. That will depend on your work. Just like this is described as the dress. Now if this dress is soiled or torn, you have to purchase another dress. That will depend on your purchasing power. Similarly, after this dress is soiled, no more usable. You have to purchase another body. That may be a dog's body or a god's body. That depends on your purchasing power. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. That Janti Deva Bhutati. There are Devalokas. Indralok, Chandralok, Brahmalok. So many millions of years is a thousand times better standard of life. That also you can get. Janti deva prata deva. Pitrin janti pitrin prata. And if you are in the karma kandya, then you can go to the pitri loka. And bhutejya janti bhutani. And if you remain a materialistic person, you remain here. And madhyajina api janti ma. And if you worship Krishna, if you become a devotee of Krishna, then you go to Krishna loka. So why should we waste our time? Avarbham bhavana lokan punaravatsina arjuna. Even if you go to promote it to the Brahma loka, still you have to wonder if it is so many planets, so many bodies. That's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, ei rupe brahmanna bhumite kono bhagavan jeev guru krishna kripa pai bhakti rata beech. In this way we are wandering. Different 8,400,000 species of life in different planets. Out of many, many millions of living entities wandering in this way, if one is fortunate, he gets the seed of bhakti yoga. Then his life is successful. So that bhakti yoga, Krishna consciousness means bhakti yoga. By the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are distributing. We are distributing not physically, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted it. Bharat bhumite manushya janma hailo ja janma sattva tori paro paro bhupa. This is injunction. This is also injunction of Krishna. What Krishna said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said the same thing. The difference is the Krishna commanded as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is also Krishna, he is teaching as a devotee of Krishna. That is the difference. The same thing. Krishna says that sarva-dharmān parityajyamāne kaṁ sarva-dharmā. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, jare dākho tare kaha Krishna upadesha. He never said that whatever I am saying, he said, no, this is not parampara system. A guru or a preacher or an acharya does not manufacture anything, concoct. He says the same thing. Evam parampara praptam nimangaraja says. That is the difference between acharya and a bogus man. The bogus man says something that now I say like this. No, who are you? No. Evam parampara prapta. Krishna says. We have to accept that. So, therefore, Rishabhde says that mahasseva dara mahuddhu. If you want to be free from this entanglement, then mahasseva. Who is maha? Mahasseva. And that is also stated in the Shastra. Sambhu Narada Sambhu Kapila Kumara Manu Pallada Janaka Bhishma Bhuli Vayasati Vayam. There are 12 Mahajans. Sambhu, Lord Brahma, Narada Muni, and Sambhu, Lord Shiva. Sambhu Narada Sambhu Kapila, Kapilde, who gave us the Sankha Pujasati. Devahati Putra Kapila. Devahati Putra. And Kumara, Chatushan Kumara, Mano, Vaivasata Mano. Mano, Imam Vivasate Yugam, Puttava Rahamabhyam. Vivasan Manavet Prahu. This Mano is Mahara. So you have to follow Mahajana Jena Gata Sapantha. You cannot manufacture. Then you are going to hell. Follow these big, big personalities. Then you will get. Therefore it is said, mahasseva dara mahuddhu mukti. Don't manufacture. That is not. Krishna says, mamekam. You cannot say, then any path will be. No. Bhaktyabhava vijanasi. If you want to know Krishna, then you have to accept bhakti, nothing else. Krishna never says, jnana, yoga, or karma will help you. No, that will not help. That will entangle more and more, again, repetition of birth and death. But if you take bhakti yoga, as Krishna says, bhakti amama vijana, he can never say, Krishna, that by mental circulation, or by creative activities, or by gymnastics, or the yoga system, yoginamapi sarvesham. Krishna has explained yoga system in the sixth chapter of Bhagavad Gita. And he concludes, yoginamapi sarvesham, madgata antaratmana, sadhyavan bhajati jumang sami jiktatahu. He is first class yogi. He is always thinking of me within your heart. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. This is perfection. Thank you. Hare
Krishna, as proposed by Vyasa, is one. It is only one. But after reading Brahma Sutra, the Bhashya, Shankar Bhashya, Madhva Bhashya, and Sri Bhashya as written by Ramanujacharya. All these things differ in many ways. And the reader is confused to know what is actually existing. Is, am I to follow this or that or this? Because Jagatik Vishya is said by Shankaracharya. Madhvacharya says, it's not mitya, it is reality. It's contradiction. And Ramanuja gives another way of explanation. That is, he says, it is that and it is this. And in that way, Savadasvaham Madhvacharya says, I am pure place. Savadasvaham, Savadasvaham. But Shankaracharya says, no. Atma itself is Paramatma. There is no question of the Sri Savadatma. Like that, Jagan Mitra, Brahma Bhaktya Jagan Mitra, and then you see as propounded by Shankaracharya, as explained by Shankaracharya. The same is said by Bhattacharya as Jagan Satyam and Brahma Satyam. Both are Satya. And when Shankaracharya says that Jagan Mitra Brahma Satyam, the same Brahma Sutra it is taken up by Madhvacharya in a different way. He says, Jagan Mitra and Brahma, Jagat Satyam and Brahma Satyam. And Ramanuja says, in a different way again, most confusing. He says, at some stage it is realistic, and at a different stage it becomes unrealistic. So, in so many factors, I find that there are so many contradictions there. If you kindly clarify the matter in a very clear and straightforward manner, I will be, and people will be much obliged to you. So Swamiji will have to say something about this. Whether the world is temporary, whether the world is unrealistic or not. Or it is realistic. And if it is realistic, why Shankaracharya has said that it is realistic? And Ramanujacharya says at one stage it is realistic and after some stage it becomes unrealistic. And I say, And therefore, I want clarification so that I can understand.
Shankaracharya is accepted as Mayavadi because these Mayavadi philosophers, they think everything is Maya, even Krishna is Maya. So, our Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we belong to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu belongs to Madhvacharya Sampradaya. As I have already explained, there are Mahajans. So all Mahajans, they have got different sampradayas. Just like Lord Brahma, he has got his sampradaya, it is called Brahma sampradaya. Similarly, Lord Shiva has his sampradaya, it is called Rudra sampradaya. Lakshmi ji has got his sampradaya, it is called Sri sampradaya. So, Shastra says that sutayo bibhinna. You hear different types of philosophy from different sources. Naso manijyasya matangana bhinnam. One cannot be accepted as a great saintly person unless he puts forward his own theory. Therefore, mahajana jena gatasya pantha. We have to accept the mahajana. Now, apart from accepting Mahajana, we have to use our senses also. Of course, unless we are advanced in our sensual speculation, that is also not possible. But one common sense is Brahma Sutta, how Jagan can be Mithya. It is common sense. This Brahma Sattva Jagan Mitha, this Jagat is created by Brahma. Janma Adrasya Jataha. Athat Brahma Jignyasa. Brahma means, what is that Brahma? The original source of everything. Janma Adrasya Jataha. Why Jagat should be Mitha? Suppose somebody has created this microphone with hard labor. And if I say, this is all mithya, it is a very good thing. If Krishna has created, aham sarvasya prabhava, matta sarvam pravartate, iti matya bhajante maam, buddha bhava saman. Aham sarvasya prabhava. Krishna says, that I am the origin of everything. The same answer, Janma Adrasya Jata. Who is that person from whom everything has come into existence? So, if Krishna is that, Brahma, then he says, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. I am the origin of everything. How other things can be false? No. We do not accept this philosophy. If Krishna is truth, then this world is also truth. It may be temporal, bhutta bhutta praliyate, but it is not untruth. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore has criticized Shankaracharya. Mayavadi bhasya sunile hoy sarbonas. If you accept Mayavad philosophy, then your progress is doomed, finished. This is the, so we have followed our Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We do not accept this Shankar philosophy that the world is mitha. No, it is fact. It is fact. Because unless it's better, the vision is different. Vision is different, that is called Maya. What is the fact? The fact this world is created by Krishna or God. Therefore, it is God's property. But we are thinking our property. That is false. That is the meaning of Shankaracharya. That you are thinking that it is your country. No, it is Krishna's country. Ishavasanidam sarvam. Everything belongs to Krishna. Why you are falsely claiming your and fighting yours? This is false. Not the world is false, But the acceptance of the world falsely, that is false. Not the world is false. That is fact. So we must have common sense to understand and understand through other sources also. As Madhvacharya says, no, Jagat-tattva, that is fact. How you can say, this Jagat is false, it is not false. Besides that, that Vyasadeva, he is the compiler of Vedanta Sutra, and he has commented himself about Vedanta Sutra. That is Srimad Bhagavata. Vasam Brahma Sutrana. And at the end of each chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, you will find Brahma Sutra Sabhasya. So, when the author is giving a commentary personally, we should accept that. Why others? The Srimad Bhagavatam is a natural commentary given by Vyasadeva, we should accept. And it begins, because it is commentary on Brahma Sutra, therefore it begins with the Sutra Brahma Sutra. Janmadrasya jataha annayat itaratasya arthesu avijna sarat. This is the explanation. So, the conclusion is that we Vaishnavas, we do not say that this jagat is mitha. No. The jagat is satya. Unless the jagat is satya, how we are approaching God, the absolute truth, through this material, world. How it is possible? You cannot approach the truth through falsehood. That is not possible. Therefore, our Goswami's conclusion is, that prapanchikata buddhaya hari sambandhi bostuna mumukshavi parityaga phalgu vaivyadhakathate. This is again definition given by Sri Rupa Goswami. The prapanchikataya buddhya, this world is material, therefore it is false. But hari sambandhi bostuna. But it has got connection with Hari. Hari has created. Krishna has created. How can you say without any relationship? If I have created something, I have got intimate relationship. Therefore, the Rupa Goswami says that any creation of the Lord, if we think it is material, prapanchikataya abuddhya, Hari Sambandhi Mumukshubi Parityaga, those who have, because these Mayavadis are after Mumuksha. So Mumukshubi Parityaga, if they are giving up, then Phalgu Vairagya. It is called Phalgu Vairagya, false renunciation. The world is not false, but the so-called renunciation is false. But the real fact is, Rupa Goswami says, that anāsattasya viṣayāṁ yathāraṁ upajanyata nirbandhe krishna sambandhe yukta vairāgyam. Anāsattasya viṣayāṁ. We are after sense enjoyment. That is called viṣaya. Viṣaya means the object of sense gratification. We should not be very much eager to enjoy. God's creation should be engaged for God's enjoyment, not for my enjoyment. If we are trained up in this way, anāsattasya viṣayāṁ, we can take prasādam. We have to eat also. But if we think that these things are made for me, I have to eat, and then that is mitha. This is given by God, given by Krishna. So let me offer it to Krishna. Krishna, it is your thing. You first of all test, then I'll test. anasaktas visayan yatharam upajanyata. As it is, that your thing should be offered to you. And then I said, that is yukta vijayam. There are many other things that this kind of false identification, so many Mayavadis, they first of all say Brahma Sattva Jagan Mitha, and after few days, again they come to this Jagat and become interested in so-called material service. Because he could not realize Brahma. That is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Arujya krithena paranga padanga tata patanti adha anadita susmatangaya. They may rise up to the parampada, brahmapada, but anadita susmatangaya, because they could not take up the service of the lotus feet of the Lord, they fall down. There are many instances, many sannyasis. They give up this word as mitha and again come to politics, again come to philanthropic work. Why? If Jagat is mitha, why you are coming to politics and philanthropic work? That is, arujya krichena paranga patanga tata patanti adha. Again they fall down. So, there are many controversial points. It may take long hours. But so far we are Vaishnava at Pantan, we don't accept that this world is false. No. Everything is meant for Krishna's service. Krishna says, Bhoktaram Jagatavasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. He is the proprietor. And he is the Bhokta. So don't try to enjoy this world. That is false. Everything engaged in for Krishna's. That is reality. The Jagat is not unreal. Our attitude, our mentality is unreal. That the whole world is for my enjoyment. No. The Creator says, Bhokta aham, I am enjoying. Why you are claiming you are enjoying? That is your false claim. The Jagat is not false. But our claim to enjoy the Jagat, that is false. So we have to convert it. That it is enjoyable by Krishna. Then you come to reality. Thank you very much. All the poverty-stricken people may come to us. This is supply of prasadam. That is the solution. Come on, this is supply.
Soul will take birth as
per the samskaras or past deeds.
So what made the soul take birth in the very beginning?
What is that? Very
beginning? After the physical death of the body, the soul will take birth as per the past deeds.
Yes.
So what made the soul take birth in the first place?
In the past place? Yes, that is stated in the Prem Vivarta. Krishna bhulya jeevi bhogavancha kare pasete mayatare japatiya dhore. As soon as we are eternal servant of Krishna, as soon as we want to become master, that is the beginning of our first birth in the material world. We have got independence. Because Krishna says, Mamai Vamsa Jiva Bhuta, we are part and parcel of Krishna. So Krishna has got full independence. But we are minute. Therefore, we have got minute independence. Our business is to serve Krishna. But as soon as we give up this idea, we want to become master, that is the beginning of our material birth.
India is the motherland for Krishna cult and needs no propaganda. You will be doing more service for the Krishna cult if you demonstrate against America for helping Christian missionaries in India. Please enlighten.
Krishna is for everyone. Krishna never says, I am for Indian or for America. Krishna says, Sarvajvamishukantya. Sarvajvamishukantya sambhavanti murtaya. Tathan mahajani brahma ahana bijapadapita. Krishna is father of all living entities and any form of life, not only human, but the cats, dogs and everyone. He is the father of all living entities.
Cows
slaughtered.
I say
5,000 cows are slaughtered daily. Why? No, why?
Cows are slaughtered.
You are killing cows?
What is that? 5,000 cows are being slaughtered.
Yes, she is teaching don't eat meat. So, don't eat meat means don't slaughter cows and goats and everyone. You are after stopping cow slaughter, but you are advocating goat slaughter. But we are not for any slaughter. Don't eat meat, that's all.
One question. If everyone
becomes Krishna conscious, then how will they make it living? Krishna says, Yoga Kevam Bahamyaham. He is Eko Jabhonam Vidadati Kaman. He is supplying everyone. So, we have got 10,000 disciples all over the world. Mostly they are Europeans and Americans. And Australians, their expenditure is very heavy. How Krishna is supplying, you can see. We are spending 10 lakhs of rupees per month. And Krishna is supplying.
Feel his presence.
Hmm? Yes, you can feel also. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena. Santa sadaiva hridayeshu vilokayanti. This is the formula of Saint Krishna. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena. Santa sadaiva hridayeshu vilokayanti. Yang shama sundaram achinta gunasvarupam govindam adipuritam tamaham bhajami. If you have developed your love of Krishna, then you will see him 24 hours. Just like you, if you love somebody, you will always think of him. That is natural. So, the first qualification is whether you have developed that love for Krishna, then you will see 24 hours.
What is the easiest way of attaining moksha while in the family life?
That is not recommended in the Vedic Shastra. Especially Shankaracharya. He will not accept anyone unless he accepts sannyas. He never accepts anybody. Because it is Krishna's movement, he is the topmost. Matta parataram nanyas, kinchi jasti dhanavya. Krishna says, There is no more superior truth than me. Therefore, Krishna consciousness is the supreme truth. There is no more superior truth than Krishna consciousness.
When a person dies, his soul will take another body. Then why is the population today increasing?
Because they are blocked up, bottlenecked. They are not going back to home, back to Godhead. Therefore, it is crowded.
Why does Krishna allow us to commit mistakes and later punishes?
That is his mercy. You want to do something bad, Krishna says, don't do it. But if you want to do it at your risk, Krishna allows. All I do it. And suffer you. Krishna says, sarva dharma anparityaja mamekam saranam braja. He does not say anything. But if you want to do something else, do it at your risk. That's all right. Translation.